Hello.
Welcome back to the top eight interviews. It's very nice to have you.
Thanks for having me here.
We've had a lot of new Dominion content this year, and I would like to know what your impression is of the new expansion Allies, if you have any favorite cards.
I have a good impression. I would have liked to play more this year. It didn't really happen so far. At least now I get to play some tournament games in the championship. So yeah, I always like new content. It's always exciting to play with new cards and discover new combos and so on. Favorite cards, Town. I think Town is a very pleasant card, like a village or a woodcutter, whatever you need. It's really very nice to play with. Otherwise, maybe Marcus. That's also a nice card, I think, for drawing your deck, or almost drawing your deck.
How do you like the allies as a new function?
They're quite interesting as they kind of do something different in every game, depending on the liaison, how easy it is to activate them or not, or when you have importer to really think how you want to spend your favors. Well, and especially I like it that they now are there as a third landscape. So more landscapes, more cards in the board. I think it makes it trickier and it's more interesting.
Yeah, that's true. It always depends on the specific ally and the specific liaison, of course, but yeah, I did find it funny that it's not a landscape.
Yeah, I don't know how we call them. Probably still landscape. I still call it landscape for my purposes.
Yeah, I think it's easier than people know what it's like. It's a horizontal thing. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how sad are you about the removal of goons?
I'm kind of sad because I always like those games. Like in general, I don't like playing too much with any specific card, but like from time to have a goons game, I think it's very different than others. Like I can see how it's perceived to be too strong, and then of course we got some nice replacement. So given that we got a replacement, but if it was up to me, I would still keep goons in the pool of cards. So.
Oh, I'm so relieved because I interviewed RTT and Marin this
Yeah.
earlier today, and they were both like, "No, I'm one. I'm not sad at all. It's so
So
good
I'll
that
give
they're
you a
gone."
nine.
Okay.
Are you sad or are you happy?
No, I'm sad. I like the card. I mean, I like Collection too. Collection is a great card, but I always liked goons a lot, so I was sad, yeah. What's your impression of the new second edition cards in general?
Well, I like the cards. I like the concept of second edition. I think the good thing about second edition is removing some of those cards that were just too bad, not goons. I'm also sad about the ambassador leaving. Like Mountebank is fine, but ambassador is also sad. I think a kind of unique card with the tennis. But yeah, so the new cards. In general, I believe nowadays new cards are always good, and most of them are really well balanced. And yeah, so I like them. I just did a game with Guard Dog. I think that's really fun when you kind of try to activate these additional effects that you have on some of those new cards. So I have a good impression.
Yeah, I should probably I'm like super hyper focused on Treo because I think it's an amazing card, and so I kind of neglect all the other new cards because I'm just so in love with this new card.
Yeah, I haven't had too many trail games so far, so yeah.
It's so good. In general, what do you find to be the most challenging card to play with in Dominion?
Well, on the one hand, it's the new cards that you don't have so much experience with. Sometimes it's the old cards when a bit of the function has changed, and you're kind of not used to that. But sort of more broadly speaking, let's say I still think that Donate is a very challenging card. Because you really need a good plan from the start, and There is some luck involved, of course, as in every game, but I feel like you need a better plan, and there is sort of less excuses for having a worse strategy than your opponent. That makes it challenging to play with.
Yeah, that makes sense. So the last time you were in the top eight of the Dominion Online Championship was 2 years ago. Did you have any memorable matches or games that you played in the past year or like since you were in the top eight last time?
Well, I don't have so many memorable matches, I think, and I haven't had any high stakes games. I've been somewhere in league, somewhere around B or C lately. Nothing too exciting there. And championship last year was okay, but it was not really something exciting. So I guess the most memorable matches are the recent ones now from yesterday. I had one game where I opened with Salmon Dismantle. Like I used to be this famous for loving Dismantle, so I was really I could have opened Salmon Scrap, which might still have been better, but so I was really thinking hard, and I want to sort of have my love now for Dismantle. Versus my chances in the championship, but I think it was kind of okay. There was encampment as the only village, and I thought that the goals would be nice, so I did that. But I was thinking hard about that, so that's probably the most memorable recent match or game I have.
You were able to open with your signature move.
Exactly. Well, with Salmon, it's even better, and
Amazing.
but otherwise, yeah, I'm scaling back on this because I also lost one game yesterday where I just didn't build enough with rats and remake and so on. And so usually nowadays you want to build, and the engine always wins. Dismantle is a bit maybe more money-ish, especially when you started in the opening. It's fun.
Yeah, since I have you on and you have like a special expertise, let's say, in the community, I did want to ask about if you wanted to talk a bit about the whole like Dominion game statistics, forecasts, data collection. That you are providing, how did that come to be and why? And also thank you.
You're welcome. So it started, I believe, in 2017. Like the first, I think that was the first year when we switched to Dominion Games. And at some point, Siviri was providing this woodcutter interface where you could kind of replay the games after you've loaded them into Woodcutter, that showed you the game state with like what's in your deck, what's in the discard, and so on, which I think was a lot of work for Siviri. And so when that happened, I started just like l grabbing my own games, and that was some effort. And then I was just interested in how well I was doing with whatever cards. And then Siviri also like wrote this little script where you can kind of grab them in a batch. There's some effort, and it was still some like breakdown from time to time, and you have to continue, but it makes it kind of feasible to grab more games. So because if you just look at your own games, and there are not so many, there is still some noise. So I thought, well, let's start collecting more. And that just kept going since then. And there were some requests, and I started producing the sheets, and then we did the stats images. Recently, I haven't been too much in that, other than kind of grabbing new games. Maybe at some point, so I can add a bit more. And the other part is, like the forecast. I think that also happened at some point. Actually, I think it started with a championship, the one in 2018 or so, because I got a bit into the, well, I understood the rating system. That was something that I did early on. There were some parameters changed, and so I was looking into some data there from the rating systems, and so I kind of had all this knowledge about how the rating system works and what this means for your probability of winning a game, and then, well, you just try to simulate it. So I just like crunching the numbers there, and started with the championship, producing those simulations of how players might perform throughout the championship, and then we did it for league, and edit those shiny graphs there, the league leaderboard. So yeah, it just grows over time, and something gets added.
It's really cool. It's really cool. Just so nice to see like all the different things that people add and provide to the community. I think that's a really cool aspect of it.
Yes, definitely. It's a nice community. Yeah.
I was just wondering, you don't really play a German league, do you?
No, I played. So I'm also not playing too many other tournaments nowadays. Like, scheduling gets more difficult. Yeah, I played the World Cup for Germany. I think I lost the decisive game or match there in the final. That must have been like 2018. So that was a sad one, but I don't play German League.
I see. I mean, it's definitely much smaller, and there's not, it's much smaller. It's much more intimate, I would say. So I talked to RTT earlier, and he told me that you and him, both of you have played each other a lot already. You will meet him in the quarterfinal, and I wish you good luck.
Thank you.
And thank you for the interview.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.